farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry installs automated weather stations across the island on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
For the 2014-15 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has installed several automated weather stations in major crop-producing areas across the island. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Dermond Spence, says the weather stations form a critical part of government's efforts to rebuild the agricultural sector's resilience to climate change.
Access to meteorological data is critical for disaster preparedness, crop production and pest forecasting.
The automated weather station system allows for detailed analysis of climatic and weather-related trends and the planning of strategic interventions.
Climate smart agriculture is, therefore, critical to our development and to our food security. It is about increasing productivity and incomes, enhancing resilience of livelihoods and ecosystems, and reducing and removing greenhouse gas emissions from the atmosphere.
The instruments provide reliable and timely data to farmers to aid in decision-making on crop planting, fertilization, irrigation, pest management intervention and spraying, as well as harvesting. Mr. Spence was speaking at the second staging of the Jamaica Agricultural Society's JAS National Agricultural Food Security and Economic Summit in Kingston recently. The summit targets farmers and all other stakeholders in the sector.
One of the main focus of the Jamaica Agriculture Society is to assist in the growth and sustainability of the Jamaica agriculture sector. In our aim to do so, we have created a forum that facilitates the sector's stakeholders to share information and have discussion and find resolution to the challenges that we face in the sector and to look on how we can progress and move that process forward.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Norman Grant. The summit was held under the theme Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow through Climate Smart Agriculture. Areas of discussion included climate change in agriculture, practices, programs, policies, and education relating to agriculture and climate change, climate smart agriculture and technology in Jamaica, organic farm practices and climate smart agriculture opportunities for Jamaica, and business threats and opportunities. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Watantu lang serve nedaman. Or you may know it as what stay too long serve two masters. Translation: what stays too long serves another man, or what stays too long serves two masters. And this means neglected opportunities benefit another.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
The Accountant General is advising that all pensioners represented by an agent, as well as the agent, must visit the Accountant General's department during the week of May 2 to 6. Both the pensioner and the agent will be required to present a valid identification and a proof of address. This is to facilitate a verification process being undertaken by the Accountant General's department. Failure to visit during the specified period will result in the non-payment of pension for the upcoming month.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.